in the newspaper business as a collector for the Savannah Daily Times, which was the predecessor to the Savannah Press.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as a collector, and they brought him up into the editorial room.
So
he wound up being the editor of the paper.
Rose all the way to the top. That's great.
And
what education did he have?
I don't think he ever got beyond the fifth grade anywhere.
Really? That's interesting.
But he was quite a reader.
Self-educated man?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
my grandfather was like that too.
Quite a collector of reference books.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very much interested in, naturally, in the war between the states.
Yes.
We're getting away from the Civil War. And was commander of the local camp of Sons of Confederate Veterans.
I see. Yeah.
That and his newspaper work and his family. And the Knights of Pythias, he was Grand Chancellor of the Knights of Pythias Lodge in Georgia, mm-hmm. when the Knights of Pythias was quite a large order.
Mm-hmm.
They had, I think, seven lodges in Savannah.
Oh.
And it's practically disappeared, as have some other odd fellows. Of course, in those days, there was not much to do for, except go to your lodge meeting.
I mean,
you didn't have an automobile, and on Sunday, the most you could do was take a walk through the park.
Well, it must have been nice like that, a slow kind of life. It must have been pleasant.
My grandmother, was buried here. She married a Kirkland is my brother. He's just 15 months younger than I am. And everybody called him Kirk. Except when my mother referred to him as Kirkland, we knew there was trouble in the wind. And he was in the newspaper business on the Blackshear Times and left there to come to Savannah as public relations director for Union Camp.
Mm-hmm.
He was president of the Georgia Press Association. As his father was before him.
Oh.
And,
keeping it in the family.
Yeah. I think they did a little politicking.
Maybe.
He was a great friend of Senator Russell and sort of handled Russell's campaign. Down in that part of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to find out when my grandfather was baptized. But that's not really important.
Well, we don't really need to get that specific.